biscuits?
No. Find my cloak. Dismissed!
Huh? What do we do with this?
What's it say?
Find my cloak. Borrow chef's special...
Brew.
Brew?
Help Professor Chathok and get a copy of Be Calmed.
I'll help the professor. Elor, mm-hmm. You want to find the cloak?
All right.
Split the party. Okay. First day.
Very well.
I guess.
I will find the scroll.
So as you're rushing out, you see Mistress go up and say, sorry, the professor forgot a few things as he normally does in his excitement. Whoever you are bunking with will be your adventuring group for the rest of the time here. So all tests going forward, you'll be working together in order to solve. Once you gather these ingredients, come to my classroom for the final phase of the hunt.
What's your name?
Speed is of the essence. Mistress.
Mistress, but where do we start?
Well, that's up to you.
Oh, goodness. It's terrible. I don't know what his cloak even looks like.
I was going to say, I was just going to go to the professor and help him.
So find cloak, what are the four things?
I will find the cloak. Torque, why don't you borrow the chef's special brew?
Can do.
Yes.
Who wants to help Professor Gatok and then get a copy of Be Calmed?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do our powers...
Goggle Man.
Do our different abilities lend... My question is, like, don't our certain abilities lend to certain tasks easier? Like, finding the cloak?
I mean, you have abilities
that... I don't know, to help you find that shit?
Maybe. I don't know what abilities you may have, but I'll find a cloak!
Okay.
I gotta figure out where to start. What it looks
like.
Well,
I'm sure there's like a. Is there like a perception that you have a higher perception or some shit like that?
It's decent.
Okay. So, I mean.
Amazing.
It's probably a way for each character to be able to do each thing, you know?
Okay.
Just gotta play your
shit. I mean, it's either that or we all go together to each one individually. Or we split up, try to each take a task. Try to hurry up and get it done, you know?
Let's
what I mean?
Do that. There's four of us, and I think it was intentional, right? That there's four tasks.
It works out.
Well. Everyone is in groups of four.
I mean, everyone's in groups of four. Each person takes a task. They hurry up, they get it, they get back.
Okay, well, I gotta borrow the special brew from the cook, so I'm going to the kitchens immediately. I've already been there.
Okay.
I'm gonna look for that big blue hand.
We'll start there.
I'm going to Ernie G's.
And you? Trying to speak too much while I'm gone.
All right, Goggle Man. Hurry.
Okay, so...
I don't want to miss his first full sentence. I don't know.
He said no before.
So, Torque.
Yeah.
You head back to the cafeteria, where you assume adjacent to is the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You go to the hall, and you see a shut and locked door to what you think is the kitchen.
Okay, I'm going to knock.
All right, you knock. You are greeted by a large... blue man. A giant.
Hey!
Well, those are some large blue arms he has.
And also, sleeping behind him in the kitchen is a very large dog.
Giant dog. Giant man, giant dog.
Okay.
So in the kitchen, you see that the window that you saw before that he was reaching through, behind him and the dog is... another locked door.
Okay.
These are very tall countertops that he prepares his food on. He has, like, some cooking ovens and stuff in this corner of the room, and this is shelves of ingredients.
Okay. Yes? Hi, I'm Torque. Who are you?
They call me Chef.
Well, hey, Chef, you're the person I'm looking for. Okay, so I'm on the scavenger hunt for the headmaster. Surely you know him. His name is Vish. I'm looking for your special brew. Can you help me out?
Vish, always trying to get to my brew. Not today! Slams the door.
Well. So obviously, he's not going to help me out. I'm going to have to sneak. Can I go outside and try to go through the window?
Absolutely.
Okay, I will do so. Is there any food outside still in the cafeteria?
There is not.
Well, I was going to say, do you have like a persuasion?
It's all been cleaned up. Although there's some remnants in the trash cans.
If I can find any kind of meat or anything that's remnant of the trash can, I'd like to grab that and take it with me.
Sure. You have a marrow-filled bone.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to go out to the window.
Okay. Let me have your mini. Okay.
Okay. I'm assuming it's open like that, or is there
yep.
Okay, so... I'm going to go in by the window.
Okay.
Throw the bone as quietly as I can, but hopefully the dog might see it and go towards it, allowing me to sneak past and try to get to that door.
Okay.
Okay, so you're trying to throw it to the other side of the room?
Yeah.
All right. So how do you climb into the window? It's about 7-8 feet up.
Okay. Is there any trees nearby or large sticks?
There are tables.
There are tables.
You're in the cafeteria, right?
There are benches.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could try to either vault up or stack to get through the window.
Which one do you want to try?
The stacking.
Okay.
I'm good at masonry, so I think I should be okay in trying to have a very secure stack.
You Home Alone 2 style, stack some stuff up.
Okay.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Yeah.
Harry, I'm coming up!
Roll either athletics or acrobatics.
I'll roll athletics.
Okay.
Which is a +5.
Very good.
6.
Natural 1.
God damn it.
All right, so you climb up.
Yep.
And...
But it was 6.
Yes.
Yes, but it's a critical failure.
So you climb up, and you're about to go through when the tables give out, and you roll, and you fall in.
The worst way to fall. Why do you roll out?
Roll stealth.
Oh, no.
6.
Plus?
Which would be -1, 5.
Well, I guess dwarfs on the menu tonight.
Do you have any more of these?
What?
Do you have any more of these? They're amazing. I found one, but it's all gone. Do you have any more? I'm so hungry.
What? You're the same boy that asked me about the brew.
Yeah, screw the brew. I need more food. Can you make me some more?
You could have asked.
I didn't think. I'm sorry. I used to be a slave. And I was punished whenever I asked for more food.
A slave.
A slave. They beat.
He points at this.
They beat me.
He shows you his back and points at something. A mark.
A lash mark?
It looks like a brand. And you see, there's lash marks on his back as well.
What does the brand look like?
It looks like the letter M.
I used to have a brand just like that right here. But whenever I escaped my masters, I had to burn it off. I didn't want to have it anymore.
I understand.
Why do you keep yours?
Well, I keep it so that they remember me when I come back.
I wish I could forget. Hmm.
Food, you say? Or are you still here for the brew?
I mean, your food
is
amazing.
Tell me the truth, lad.
Well, the truth is that your food is amazing, and I would like some more, but I was trying to sneak in so I could get some of that brew. I mean, that's what the headmaster says, and you would have to agree that he's in charge, right?
Maybe in charge of you. I am chef. Mm. But, in any case, I shall fetch you some.
Ah, thank you, chef.
Wait here.
Your dog's nice.
Yes, that is Tiny.
That's hilarious.
So he goes over, there's a lever on one side of the room. He whistles, and the dog jumps up and grabs the lever on the other side of the room.
Okay, as long as it's happening, I'm just going to happen to look down and see if there's any trapdoors under me.
There isn't.
Okay.
When they both are pulled, the door opens.
All right.
This door back here?
Yes.
Ooh, does it open?
Yes.
Yeah, it opens.
In.
Whee!
He proceeds down the stairs. After a few moments later, he brings down a barrel that is about like this big by this big. You can barely see it in his hand. He stretches out, drops it in yours.
This is the brew?
Hmm.
What do you use this brew for?
You drink it.
Is that any good?
It is the best.
I really want to try some, but I need it for my new friends.
Hmm. He goes into the cupboard, unlocks a thing, pulls out a flask, and pours you a little.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Each have a shot together.
All right.
Roll con save.
17.
Oh, you think it would have knocked any lesser man on his ass, but for you, it hits just the right spot.
Mm, smooth.
It's as if you drank an entire small keg of a lesser ale. This okay. just one shot of this.
All right. Wow, that's great. Thanks, Chef. Bye, Tiny.
I'll leave.
All right. So there's
mutual bond.
That's
slaves.
One. Now we need three more. Then.
Yep.
So what's next?
What was the lady that taught him the spell?
Miss Tress.
Tress.
Yeah. She's the. After you get everything else, you go to her.
Okay. So she wasn't the one that taught him the illusion.
The fireball?
Yeah.
Yes. She's the mistress of illusion.
That's who we're taking everything to as well.
Okay.
So what's the other three things then? Find a cloak.
Find a cloak. Help Professor Chaddock.
Get talk.
And get a copy of Be Calmed.
Which is a book.
Sounds like a book, so maybe a library.
That's what Calvin had.
Yep.
I'll go to the library then.
Okay, we'll go there next. It's Volkirk, right?
Volkim.
Yeah.
Am I writing it down? Because I don't know it yet. It's like reading the subtitle. Like, I don't know that character yet. I'm writing it down.
So, Volkim, you make your way to the library. It is a fabulous place.
Fabulous.
There are several jewels on the wall, like white jewels emitting light. So, there's no flame allowed in the library. There are hundreds of books, dozens of shelves. There's a second floor. You also notice at least one bookshelf seems to be flying through the air. Several books also appear to be chained, as if to keep them from running away. Difficult to say. So, you enter in and are looking around for a little while when you hear a small, mousy voice. Yes, hello, can I help you?
I need a copy of Be Calmed.
Well, as you say that, trying to look around to see where to say it to, you see nothing.
I need a copy of
Perception.
Sure.
Rolled a 15 with a plus 1.
Okay, 16. So you see, like, as if a wind were moving. So it appears as if someone is walking nearby, but you cannot see them. Maybe they're invisible?
Okay.
Do they answer his question?
What was the question?
I need a copy of Be Calmed.
Yes, of course. Be Calmed, V's Guide to Air Elementals. Yes, of course. Fascinating read, really. And you are?
I'm Vulcan.
Yes, I am Bartleby, the librarian. As you can see, I'm invisible.
Indeed.
Yes.
As you can see.
yes, let's see. Yes. Of course. It would be that one. He points out to the flying shelf.
Okay. How can he tell? He points up.
I can sense it.
He goes over, now that he's discussing with someone, and puts on his white gloves that he uses to mess with like old books. So you can at least see something.
Like Invisible Girl.
Yes. So the shelf is not only floating, but flying. Like it...
Like it's not in one spot. It's actually like moving around the room.
Yeah. It seems to almost have a sentience about it. Like it's a goldfish swimming in a bowl. It is currently about 30 feet up. You would obviously get closer to it if you went up to the second floor. But it would still be a little out of reach.
Can I try to like... attract it with a book?
Sure.
Like you're fishing.
Yeah, kind of. Or like fish food kind of thing.
Is it like you're waving the book or?
Underneath the box with a stick.
At first, I'd like to just hold it up in the air.
Just a random book?
What sort of books are around me?
Well, there are hundreds of books on the first floor. You're somewhat near the librarian's desk, and there are a few, like, waiting to be reorganized. So there's, like, a shelf of those.
Okay. I take one of those.
Okay. Roll a d20 and a d6.
Okay. It's a 9 on the d20 and a 6.
Okay.
Six.
You have waved the book. It does not seem to respond.
Okay. Can I try to, like, toss it up so it's, like, near it?
Sure. Just knock all the books off of it.
I don't know. Try to ask Bartleby.
Okay.
How do I get it?
Yes. Well, let's see. This is part of your test, I'm afraid. Mm. So I can't help too much, but you seem to have a good idea going.
Okay. So I'll go up to the second floor and try to toss it to it more closely.
Maybe. He runs and catches the book as it falls to the ground. No more of that, please.
Okay. Zirian kind of like book hook, something like put books up on taller shelves and take them down and stuff.
Yes, you can find like a long sort of tong type thing. There's also various wheeled ladders.
Get one of the long tong things.
Okay.
And hold a book up.
Okay.
Like
roll a d20 and a d6.
12 and a 3.
Okay. It doesn't seem to pay it any mind. Have you looked at the books that you've been waving? Or are you just...
I would have taken one that was more interesting to me, but what all books are on the desk?
Well, there's a variety. There's some books of poems, of philosophy, of arcane lore. There's one about swamp creatures. There's one about basics of alchemy. There's one about probability.
I'll take one of the swamp creature one.
Okay.
And also the arcane lore.
Okay.
One of those.
So as you hold those up, you see that the shelf starts to lower and come towards you.
Okay. I stay still for now and scan the spines for the title of the book that I need.
Okay. You see it?
Okay. I stand still until it approaches near enough.
It lands.
Okay. How far away?
In front of you.
Okay. With one hand, I reach towards the book.
Okay.
And with the other, I reach towards... with the book in my hand.
Okay.
So I do an Indiana Jones swap.
Okay. You do so, and you put the Arcane Lore book where it belongs.
Okay.
And you have the book. In it is a bookmark.
You didn't make those.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
right. I had outside help. Okay. Who is next?
Me.
You are next.
Let's see.
Are you finding the cloak, or are you helping the professor?
I'm helping the professor.
Okay. So, you take a few teleportation circles until you get to what looks almost like a terrarium. You enter in a dome building that is almost completely glass, and inside seems to be a forest.
Okay.
As you go in, there is a large half-orc man who seems to be tending to a wounded animal. But shortly thereafter, you see a group of four, who you assume are students, running out of the forest.
So, hey, why are you guys running?
We had to help Professor Gatak for the scavenger hunt. He told us we had to clip the rock's toenails.
Woo! Okay. Any advice?
Don't. I mean, it's already done, so hopefully you'll have to do something else. There are four of them. You've seen them before. One of them is the bird. You're talking to the gentleman who was carrying the loot before.
Yeah, because there was like the dark-haired pale girl as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
The one thing remembers.
They introduce themselves. They introduce themselves. The pale... woman with the long black hair is Mika.
Mika.
Hawthorne. The small bird man is Chirp.
Chirp.
The woman in robes that is half red and half white introduces herself as Sophia Wallenstein. And the loot carrying gentleman introduces himself as Harrison Silversoul.
Silversoul, okay. I'll talk to all of them.
Okay.
Just try to find out as much information as I can about all of them.
Okay.
So first, Harrison Silversoul.
Sure.
Okay. I introduce myself. Ask him who he is, where he's from, what are his goals.
Well, yes. Maybe not the best time for a chat. We're in a bit of a race, as you might know. But I can certainly catch my breath. I'm from Celestia.
Oh, me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe you've heard of my family, the Silversouls. Royal history. You have a plus 10.
20.
Oh, that's very 20. Good. All right. So you know that the Silversouls are the richest and most prominent family.
Okay.
In your hometown.
I don't say that exactly, but yeah, okay.
You know that they have influence far beyond even their realm. A fairly well-respected family. They don't deal in any shady dealings, at least no one knows about.
Okay.
They fund a series of monster hunts around the area in order to keep it safe. And they have this grand monster hunt every year where the greatest hunters from all around come and compete.
Okay. Yeah, I know who your family are. You know, they do a lot of great things for the community. So, you know, I'm Thane. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm afraid I don't know your name. Would I know your family?
Probably not.
Oh, I see. Whew. Okay.
Well, good luck on your your quest.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so I'll quickly go down the line here.
Okay.
Chirp.
Chirp.
Yeah. All right. Chirp, is it okay if I just call you Chirp?
So what does your voice sound like?
Just like mine. Chirp, how you doing?
I don't know if I can do your voice. He mimics your voice perfectly.
Okay.
Just I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I suck.
I'm sorry about that.
Couldn't get you there, Chirp.
Okay. You're a funny one. I like you.
Yeah, my name is Thane. Nice to meet you. Good luck on your quest. Yeah. So where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I am from the forest of Killian.
Killian. I'm trying to think if I know that.
Nine.
Yeah, nine
books. Probably not. It is far, far to the south. A forest in the middle of a desert, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow. What are your hopes and aspirations of getting the mark?
There's a long ways to go, but my people are not very respected. They are seen as thieves and conmen. I wish to reverse that image.
Why are they viewed that way?
Well, the Kinku are a race suited for thievery. We are very dexterous, sneaky, we can mimic voices and sounds completely. It's useful in the more illicit trades.
Okay. So
we're also expert
forgers. It's a cultural thing that, you know, kind of in antiquity was like that in the beginning, and now you're trying to branch off and show that you guys are worth, you know, are more than that.
Exactly.
That's respectable.
Okay. Yeah, it's more of these strangers. You get your teammates.
And what of you?
Oh, you know, I'm from Celestia. I studied real hard to get here. I'm interested in getting the mark because I just want to help my parents, help my family, and I'm really interested in seeking knowledge. So I just try to keep my head down and do a good job.
A noble effort. Family is important.
Yes. So, Sophia, was it? How are you? I'm not trying to be rude here, but you have a really unique look.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
Your name is Sophia, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and yours?
Thane.
Oh. Uh-huh.
You have a really unique look. So did you dye your hair that way?
That's something I'd rather not to get into with you.
Okay. Well, good luck on your quest. Okay?
Thank you.
Sorry if I bothered you. Okay, so the next, Mika.
Yes. Yes, Thane was it. A pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Is respectable hearing about your family. Are they all alive and well?
Yes.
Ah, that is good.
I'm really blessed.
I have wished for a family. I myself was an orphan.
You're an orphan?
Indeed.
Okay, that's interesting. Where are you from?
Well, I am from Ionia.
Ionia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember where that is.
It is...
Wait, let me think about it for a second. Eight.
Okay. It's sort of in the Midland. It's the priestess, the goddess Ione's, like, home city. Kind of like Athens is Athena's home city.
Yeah. So are you a are you a practitioner of the Ionia
yes.
religion?
Yes, a priestess, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
I believe knowledge should be given freely. The only way to combat evil is to educate. Evil's root is in ignorance. So I hope to get this mark, go and find lost knowledge and share it with the world.
That is really cool. How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
19.
19. That's crazy. I'm 20.
Oh.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Matter of fact. Okay, I don't want to keep you, Mika, but it's really nice to meet you. It's nice to meet all of you. Good luck on your quest. And
yes, it looks like our leader is finally regaining his breath, so we best be off.
Yeah, he was really out of breath. Yeah, maybe you should do some sprints, man. Maybe you guys should get together with my group sometime after hours, and we can maybe go get a drink and socialize.
Oh, that sounds fun. Thank you. Okay. We'll let you know.
All right, you guys have a good night. Good evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, so, and then I look over to...
Githok?
The gentleman on who was tending the animal.
Okay.
Was that the professor?
Yes, okay. That is Professor Githok.
Githok.
So, yes.
The first thing I said, do you need some help, sir?
What help would you be?
I see that you're tending the animal, and I actually have a lot of experience tending animals.
Hmm. He nods towards it.
Okay.
So, roll animal handling. Very good. All right. So you see that this is, it's like a stag, but it's very large and black.
Okay.
It seems to have some sort of wound on its leg, like it misstepped somehow, broke a bone.
Okay.
You begin setting the bone expertly and wrap it. He sort of looks on, gives one nod, says, "Why here?"
I'm new to this school, and I've been me and my fellow dorm mates have been tasked with different things, and what I'm here for is just to help you. And
name?
Thane, sir.
Ah, yes. Washdog.
Washdog. Dog. Where's dog? Okay.
He points.
Okay.
You see a white dog laying on the ground. At least it's supposed to be white. It appears to be very muddy.
Okay.
He points over at another building that looks like a stable sort of place. And looking in, you can see that there's like a wash basin.
All right. Is this dog as big as like the one the giant had?
No, this is a normal sized dog.
Okay.
If anything, it's small.
Okay, what's the dog's name?
Mercury.
Mercury. Okay. So I go over to the dog. I'm trying to discern if it's a nice dog, mean dog.
Sure.
Okay.
As you start to approach it, it stands up and looks at you nervously.
I slow down.
Okay. Roll animal handling.
6. Plus 1.
Okay. It turns to run, but you don't see it run. Instead, 10 or so feet away, it just sort of appears again as you're blinking. And then it starts to run.
Okay, so as I'm blinking... Okay.
It's about 50 feet away and it lays down again.
Okay. I'll try again.
Okay.
Just run without blinking.
Roll animal handling.
17. Well, okay. 16 plus 1.
You get much closer this time before it starts to stand up.
I stop.
You stop?
Get down on one knee. Okay. And extend my right hand.
It comes out and sniffs it.
Okay.
And puts its head down.
I scratch his in between his ears, lightly.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
He starts kicking his leg.
Trying to navigate, you know, that little area, that sweet spot that they like.
You find it.
Yep. I'm scratching it real good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm scratching real good. Yeah.
I'm scratching out real good. So I'm trying to bond with the animal.
Okay.
And I'm hoping it'll follow me over to the stables.
All right. You start to walk, and it does follow you.
Okay.
Until it gets close to the stables.
Okay.
And then it stops.
Okay. So, you don't like to take a bath, do you, buddy?
Lucky it's not one of those dogs that knows the word bath.
Okay. So, I could do this, I guess, different ways. Can I persuade the dog?
You can try.
Okay.
It would be helpful if you found something that could attract it, like food or
okay,
or a toy
in the kitchen.
One of the sausages.
Sausages.
One of the sausages.
Some leftover in my beer.
You can also look around the area.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look around the area, see if there is something I can use to help me attract this dog.
Okay. So you look around, knowing what you know about dogs, there are some sticks around.
Okay.
In the stable, there does appear to be some different foods.
Okay.
For the different animals. Nothing looks too attractive for a dog until you start digging in some more. You find what looks like a pork rind.
Okay.
So, pork rind? Pork rind.
You also notice, there's a forest that's quite dense. You can't see too far into it, but you do hear the sound of running water not too far off.
Well, I do grab the pork rind.
You got it.
Okay, it's a backup plan. Okay. I imagine I'm going to have to go out into the forest, but first I'm going to try to see if this pork rind will work.
Okay.
Okay. So I break off a small, tiny piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or tear off a small, tiny piece. Give it to the dog to test its palatability. Okay. So I try to lure the dog over with me. I'm not trying to resort to really trickery. I'm using a lot of body language to say, like, hey, you know, come with me. Let's take a bath.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can straight up just get this dog to do that for, you know, he's trading bath time for pork rind.
Okay. He follows you.
Okay.
You are next to the bath.
Okay. I gesture towards the bath, kind of tilt my head towards him. Okay. I take off my shirt. I proceed to get into the bath.
Okay.
I extend my arm. Say, come on, buddy. I'm in here, too. Do this with me.
You did this to me once.
I put the pork rind in my mouth. I tilt my head towards him. We look at each other for a moment.
Roll animal handling with a +5.
Sophie is looking through the window.
It's at 5.
5 plus 5?
Yeah, 10.
Plus, what's your animal handling?
1.
11?
Yeah.
Okay. It walks into the tub.
Okay. All right, so I scrub the dog down. I just lather him up all soapy. I'm like messing with his cheeks, stuff like that, and then I'm like wringing it through his fur, through his back.
All right, you give him a good bath.
Okay,
and he is a good boy.
Okay, very good.
And he good gets marker. Out, starts shaking. But he shakes here, and then he shakes there, and then he shakes there. He sort of pops in and out of existence almost.
Okay.
And he runs off.
Okay. So thank you, Mercury, and I pet him and watch him disappear multiple times until he's gone.
As you leave, you notice that he runs back and begins to follow you.
Okay, I turn around, pet him, look over towards Professor
Gitok,
and say, oh, well, I said I washed the dog. He seems very happy. He's following me. What do you want me to do? Can I take him as a companion?
Never refuse. Son of the Wild.
Okay, so I guess Mercury, you're coming with me.
He follows you.
Okay. All right, so now I head towards Bish.
No, you'll need to head to Mistress eventually. But Mistress. I believe Elora's next.
Okay.
Yeah. Cloak.
Yep.
Do I have like a map of the school that gives me an idea of where cloaks may be?
Well, you can talk to the professors first to see if they know about his cloak.
Okay.
Which professor would you like to talk to?
As everyone was leaving everything, too, because we're back there when everyone was splitting up. Was Vish still there, or had he already dispersed?
Vish is there. Mistress is there.
Let me ask Vish, because it's his cloak.
Okay.
Perhaps he would have an idea where it would have been.
Sure.
So,
Lore, is it? What can I do for you?
Oh, it says here that we need your cloak.
Yes, nasty thing.
Where?
Always hiding.
Always hiding?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
A cloak.
Yes.
Is this a magical cloak?
No. Don't be ridiculous. Magical cloaks. Come now. Who would wear that every day?
Perhaps a doctor. A strange doctor. Where was the last you saw it?
Well, it was on my shoulders, and it decided to fly off. Again!
From the wind?
No. Don't be daft, boy.
What color is his cloak?
Whatever color it wants. Whatever color it damn well pleases. I say red, it turns purple!
I think he has a cloak? This seems very perplexing. Is Miss Tress, right?
Yes.
Is her name? Is she there too?
Yes.
I glance over her, kind of stare at her, perplexed.
It's a trained dark mantle, my dear. So they are creatures that live in the underdark, underground. They look kind of like manta rays, so they do kind of look like a cloak. They can turn any color they want.
It's like a pet.
It's his pet, yes.
Okay.
But he also wears it as a cloak, and he feeds it little things as he walks.
All right, so this thing could be anywhere.
Yes. This will be the toughest assignment.
Great. Is it like a magical creature, or...
It is magical.
It's magical, and it's a creature.
Yes.
In nature. Were you here when it escaped?
I was on my way here from my room in the hall.
Alrighty.
Flew off.
If I can do a nature check or something, see if I can hear a sound or...
It likes the dark.
It likes the dark. Do you have like a map of the school or anything?
There's not a map per se, but you have a good idea of the various places.
Alright.
There's various lecture halls, there's dorms, there's cafeteria.
Cafeteria would be good.
Under the kitchen is like a cellar that has the food.
Probably something dark and secluded. Cellar with food might not be bad.
There's like training rooms, gymnasiums. There's like a forest that's inside of a dome.
Okay, I'd say the forest or the secluded place with food. Maybe a good place to go.
Okay.
Torque might already be there. All right, let's venture towards the secluded food storage.
So you head that way, and you pass Twerk.
Hey!
Wait, he's already
red,
done?
A little red in the nose.
he's just exiting the kitchen.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I got the special brew, no problem. Where's the cloak?
I'm on my way to find it.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen any kind of flying creatures?
Has Twerk? Okay.
Roll perception.
12... Plus
12. What you said?
Which one?
It just like
perception.
Changed right when he started.
It'd be 11.
Okay. You did notice an apron that appeared to be moving as by some sort of wind that was on the shelf with the spices.
So in the kitchen there was this apron. It was kind of moving. It looked like it was the wind, but it wasn't very close to the window, so. I guess that could be a magical cloak.
All right. Thank you. And I take
hey,
off.
Hey, watch out, though, because there's a big, giant dog and a giant in there. Take this. Let's give you the extra bone I found. Run.
Why does he run?
All right. I take a bone and I head off to the kitchen quickly.
Okay.
In haste.
You do.
Post haste.
All right. Is the door shut? I got a knock probably.
Yep. Again. He opens the door. Another student,
so,
I take it.
He's so big.
And blue.
Hello, I'm looking for a cloak.
Check the cloak room.
No, I believe it may be eating your food. It's like a pest. I must help you make sure this place is safe.
Oh, not again. Come!
All right.
Roll perception.
Damn.
4 plus 8.
That's good enough. It's still where he described it as being.
All right, up there on the shelf.
Yep. I can never catch the damn thing. You better try.
All right. Do you have any food that may attract it?
You're in a kitchen, boy!
It's already eating food, that's the problem. Hand me something that it may like.
He goes over and takes a handful of peas. I believe this is his favorite.
Right?
He starts to sprinkle it, and it, like, rains on you. His hands are so huge.
There's a bunch of raining peas. All right.
Catch peas.
Let me attempt, I'm gonna do this animal friendship.
Okay.
I just need a morsel of food, which now I have plenty.
Friendship?
Yes.
Okay.
I will cast it.
You do.
It lets you convince the beast that you mean it no harm. Choose a beast that you can see within range.
Mm-hmm.
It must see and hear you.
It does.
If the beast is an intelligence of 4 or higher, the spell fails?
No, okay. It isn't.
Whew, good. Otherwise, the beast must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Or be charmed by you for the spell's duration.
What is your spell save DC? I believe it's on the second page. Up at the top.
13.
Okay. It is charmed. It flies down, wraps itself around you, and starts to eat peas.
All right.
You didn't say, I was like, eat, what?
Eat. I look at the tall blue man and say, thank you for your help.
Well done.
And then I
now off.
Very well. I make my way back towards
you do.
Miss Tress.
Miss Tress's room. So you all meet up with your various accoutrements as you have gathered. Says, yes, you are the first to arrive. Congratulations. But the test has just begun.
Yes.
But the journey has just begun. If you want to watch us on the journey, subscribe. Come back in 2 weeks or over at patreon.com/blindwave where you can check it out early. Bye, guys.
That's a good access.